Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion, 6-7. Now that we've finished the procedure of sending out the Seir HaMishtaleach, we return to the Kohen Gadol and his specific avodas on Yom Kippurim. So we last left off, he had just done the blood offerings, etc., of the goat and bull. So the Mishnah says here, Bolo Eitzel Par V'Seir HaNisrafim. He now goes to his bull and his goat that are to be burned. Now HaNisrafim, the burned goat and the burned bull, is indicating something significant here. Normally, when it comes to a chat, a sin offering, so the animal is going to be flayed. That is to say, you remove the thick hide, like the leather of the animal, and after that, you have access to the emurim, the sacrificial parts within, and the meat is eaten by the kohanim. Now, in the case of these two korbanos, the kohanim will not eat any meat. We're not going to flay the animals. We're simply going to remove the emurim, as the Mishnah will say, and then the rest of the animal, including its skin and meat and everything else, will be burned, as the Mishnah will say. So he goes to those animals, kara'an, he tears them open. The reason for the word kara'an, to tear open their abdomen, is because you have to cut through like the leather, so that's almost like a tearing to get into access to it. Vahotzi es emurehen, he removes the specific emurim that are there for the sacrificial parts. Emurim are the sacrificial parts that apply to all zavachim. It's the same list of internal parts that applies essentially to all types of animals, all types of korbanos, and with very few small caveats, like qualifications, but that's how it goes. What are they, the emurim? So basically, it's some chalev. These are the hard internal organ fats, suet in English, S-U-E-T, around certain specific parts of the physiology of the animal. As well as you have the ksalim, those are the kidneys, and a yoseras hakaved, that's an extension off of the liver, perhaps the diaphragm, perhaps some other organ, and a portion of the liver itself. Okay, so those are the emurin. They're removed from each of these two animals. Nisanan b'magis, they are put into a metal tray, like a serving, like a silver platter, on a silver platter. V'hiktiran al gabi mizbeach, and they will be burned on the altar, the emurim. Important to understand two things here, or not to misunderstand two things. First of all, this is not happening now. We are not going to be burning these emurim for a while. We'll see that in the seventh parak, a reference to the things, but the Kohen Gadol does the burning in his big day zahav, his golden vestments, so we're not going to do that right now. The second of all is, although the Mishnah reads this way, don't think that they're putting this silver platter into the fire. It's just to hold the emurim in the meantime. After he's removed that, kalan b'miklaot. Now, the girsa that you have in front of you, so kalan means to braid. So miklaot with an ayin means he braids them into a braid. So to speak, he intertwines the legs of the goat and the bull together, enmeshes them somehow, winds them together. The girsa of the Bar Tanura, like the Yerushalmi, is kalan b'makalot. Makel is a pole. The point is that they're not intertwisted one with the other, rather the legs are wound around a single pole, one for the goat, one for the bull, to allow them to be taken out, sort of holding intact, out to where they're going to be burned. V'hotzion the Beis HaSreifa, and they're taken out to the Beis HaSreifa, the place where they're burned. This is something outside of Jerusalem. It's also something that's called the Beis HaDeshen, the place of ashes. And whatever the case is, it's taken, removed. So that's done now. Now the Torah says that the person who does the bringing of these animals out to the Beis HaSreifa, so Hasarif Osam Yechabes Begadav, he becomes Tameh. So now, the Mishnah wants to know exactly when the person doing this becomes Tamei. Very similar to our previous Mishnah, when we wanted to know when the person who's the Mishaleach of the Seir Mishaleach becomes Tamei. So here the Mishnah says, when does that happen? Me'e Masai Metamim Begadim, when does he become Tamei? Mishi Yetzu Chutz L'Chomus Ha'azara. As soon as anyone who's taking the Par or the Seir HaNisrafim out of the Azara, even the Azara, makes them Tamei. Says Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishiyatzis Ha'ur Baruban. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's when they totally catch on fire. The majority of the actual animal is caught on fire by the fire at the base asreifa and not before. Rav Shimon again holds that the actual act of the burning, which is making him become tamei, and b'halacha is like the Tanakama. It's as soon as they leave the Azara, they become tamei. Just to make sure this is clear, we're not talking about the Kohen Gadol taking it out. We're talking about other people. The Kohen Gadol actually will not, since it's not part of the Avodah, he will not be taking this the animals out. He has to remain tahor, of course, to continue to do the various Avodahs of Yom Kippurim.